The Baseball Hall of Fame has an induction ceremony each year, and when that event takes place, the baseball greats all stay at this hotel, a hotel that predates the Hall of Fame by several decades. I'll take you to the beautiful place on the lake in Cooperstown on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Otisauga Hotel was established in Cooperstown, New York in the early 1900s. It was always a grand resort, but when the Baseball Hall of Fame was later founded here, this property became an important part of the induction ceremony for new Hall of Fame members each year.
We act as obviously the host property for the baseball induction. When they come, we close completely to the public. We just have the baseball players, the Hall of Fame members, the baseball writers, owners, and family members that stay here.
Gordon Clarkson says this resort has become a favorite summer home for a few days each summer for some of the best to play the sport of baseball.
We create somewhere where they can get away from the crowds and they can relax and be themselves and enjoy the resort. They love coming back here, partly because they get to meet up with their old buddies and they have a very, very great camaraderie and a fantastic reunion.
It's a place for not only the latest Hall of Fame inductees, but some of the longtime members as well.
And even today, you know, we'll have easily 50 living Hall of Fame members come back if they can make the trip.
There are pictures of the hotel going back decades of the baseball greats staying at this hotel. The setting is still beautiful along Lake Otsego, nestled in the hills of Cooperstown. A resort with modern amenities still has the look of the place the very first Hall of Fame class might have seen.
We've taken care to protect the culture of the hotel. We renovated the lobby and some of the public areas about 5 years ago. They look now more as they did in 1909 than they did 10 years ago because we went back to some of the original photographs and the original drawings.
Just like the Hall of Fame a few blocks from here, this hotel and resort is a longtime home for baseball greats and visitors alike. Traveling the countryside in Cooperstown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.